I am happy to join with you today in what will go down in history as the greatest demonstration for freedom in the history of our nation.
Renowned civil rights leader Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. galvanized the U.S. civil rights movement with his I Have a Dream speech in 1963, his nonviolent message calling for an end to racial segregation.
I still have a dream.
Almost half a century later, thousands convened on Washington's National Mall to give his new memorial a proper dedication. Joyce Hayward flew from the island of Bermuda to be here.
I wanted to be part of the celebration of the person who helped me be free.
For Janine Hill, it was a long bus ride from Ohio.
This is a special day because African Americans, we need something like this. And especially as for an election year, this is a very, very important endeavor. And I'm proud, very proud, to be a part of history.
Revered civil rights leader Reverend Jesse Jackson greeted reporters before his formal remarks, saying King's fight must go on.
We have some obligation not just to glow in this, but keep raising the challenging, disturbing moral questions of economic justice and fairness.
Stevie Wonder added to the chorus with his song, and members of King's family orated.
I witnessed a baby become a great hero to humanity who provides hope and inspiration for freedom-loving people everywhere.
Designer Tommy Hilfiger, who supplied an ocean of white baseball caps to the crowd, was sworn by journalists before speaking. But the day's big speaker was no doubt U.S. President Barack Obama, the nation's first black president, who was just 6 years old when King was assassinated.
Because of that hopeful vision, because of Dr. King's moral imagination, barricades began to fall and bigotry began to fade. New doors of opportunity swung open for an entire generation. Yes, laws changed, but hearts and minds changed as well.
The 10-meter-tall statue of Dr. King reminds the world of his fight for equality and his ultimate belief that great dreams can come true. Laurel Berman, VOA News, Washington.